It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hello and welcome to our show. My name's Larry London. Border Crossings is on the air and we are ready for another hour of requests and dedications. You can join us by phone. For the next hour, call 202-619-2077. Again, it's 202-619-2077. And remember to include whatever your international calling exchange may be, whether it's 001 or 011, ahead of 202-619-2077. Yesterday, I got a chance to meet a listener, a former Peace Corps volunteer who's now working here in Washington, D.C. His name is Matt. And he used to be in the Peace Corps in Uganda. And he said, we were big fans and loyal listeners of the show when I was doing my time in the Peace Corps there. And so I wanted to start off by saying hello to Matt and to the Peace Corps volunteers of Uganda and of the world who are listening all around the globe. Here's a request from Bentley Wilson to start off today's show. This is a Michael Jackson request, and it's called Love Never Felt So Good.
Dance. Let me see you move. Come on, come on, come on. Dance. Let me see you move.
So good.
Border Crossing's Michael Jackson, Love Never Felt So Good. And that is the song that appeared in the Billboard Music Awards show with Michael as a hologram with all the dancers and brought chills to everyone who was there watching in person, as well as those of us who watched on television, because it seemed at least for 4 minutes or so that Michael was actually back with us. The way they did that through technology was kind of amazing. Bentley Wilson requested that song on Border Crossings. So hello, Bentley. And a little bit more of Michael Jackson news. The King of Pop was immortalized in the form of a statue. You may recall this statue. It was created a number of years ago by a guy named Jeff Koons. Jeff Koons is a well-renowned artist around the world, sculptor. And he created this statue of Michael and Bubbles the Chimp. And it was kind of a, you know, the likeness was amazing. And apparently he is now the feature of a story in the latest issue of Billboard magazine, where they talk about this porcelain statue of Michael that was made in 1998, and how Jeff Koons' art is traveling right now with a big giant tour. All of his works are on display, including the Michael Jackson statue. And recently they were in Paris and they were in Spain, and they're coming to the U.S. So interesting. If you're a Michael Jackson fan, you might want to take a trip to the U.S. and check that out. I'd like to say hello to Joseph Kamau, who is listening, Sadiq, Gaia, and Fred, who are new listeners of our show, and let me know about it on Facebook. Hello to you guys, and thanks for joining us on Border Crossings. Larry London is my name, and playing your favorite songs by request is my game. And a lot of people today are, in Brazil anyway, are kind of drawing their teary eyes. Germany beat Brazil in the FIFA World Cup finals. What was it? 7-1 was the final score. Semifinals, 7-1, which was the biggest loss for a defending champion since, I don't know, 70, 80 years. It's been a long, long time to get defeated by such a large number of goals. So people in Brazil are surprised and extremely disappointed, I'm sure, today. But the World Cup continues. Here is a request from Ghana. Efemina is listening, and Efemina wants to hear Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw is going to join us on Border Crossings in a couple of weeks. We're going to hear from Tim McGraw right here on our show, talking about his career and his brand new album, his relationship with his wife, Faith Hill, and all kinds of interesting stuff. So make sure you tune in a couple of weeks for Tim McGraw. He'll be here on Border Crossings. This is one of his big hits. For Efemina, it's called Live Like You Were Dying on Border Crossings.
Hi, this is Tim McGraw, and you're listening to Larry London.
Said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read
took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I loved deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Stomp your feet, start clapping. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. Pulled up to the church, but I got so nervous. Had to back it on up, couldn't make it to the service. Grabbed all the cash underneath my mattress. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. To a girl in a pretty white dress, rolled down the window, where you headed to next? Said I'm headed to the bar with my money out the match. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. Stand on the bar, stomp your feet, start clapping. I got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. The drinks keep coming, throw my head back laughing. They're gonna call a kidnapping. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. Stand on the bar, stomp your feet, start clapping. I got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. The drinks keep coming, throw my head back and laughing. Wake up in the morning, don't know what happened.
Border Crossings on the Voice of America. And it's a Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert together, the number one song on the country charts right now. It just jumped up the charts. It was at number 18 a week ago, and now it's number one. All the way up to number one on the country charts from the number one album, which is Miranda Lambert's latest album, Platinum. And that song is Something Bad. And the song is also the number one streaming song on the internet, from 11th place to number one, with a total of 4.2 million streams. So Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood doing very, very well. This is Miranda's fifth number one hit and Carrie Underwood's 13th number one hit, which ties her with Rihanna. 13 number one songs. So thank you very much, Ulumoye in Nigeria. She requested that song. She called us up and asked us to play Something Bad. So we did. We found Something Bad. Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood. Love Carrie Underwood. Love her music and everything she does. She's great. Miranda Lambert is too. Thanks for joining us. I'm Larry London. Now, since we're in a country music frame of mind, I thought I would pass along the big news of the day, if not the week, if not the month. And that is Garth Brooks' decision to cancel his Dublin, Ireland concerts. And people spent apparently €250 million and bought 400,000 tickets for the shows, five dates in all, which were supposed to take place in Dublin at Croke Park. But apparently neighbors in the area didn't like the idea of having a concert in their backyard. They felt it would be a disturbance and cause a problem. And so they complained to the government. The Prime Minister himself, Enda Kenny, said the cancellation of this concert is going to devastate Dublin. So unfortunately, everybody's involved on a political level. He called this a shock to the system and says, in his words, will damage Ireland's already slow economic recovery. Just one concert, one little old concert. But Garth Brooks, I mean, originally they proposed, how about cutting it down to three dates? And Garth said, if it's not five, it's nothing at all. And so he stood by his word, and he has pulled out and canceled the concerts. And everybody's kind of devastated there and surprised and shocked. And, you know, Garth was in retirement for a number of years, and he's on his way back. And this was supposed to be the Welcome Back Garth concert celebration, and it looks like it's not going to happen. So there's your country music news. Ami Han is tuned in Pakistan. So hello, Ami Han in Pakistan, and I thank you for listening to us. Shukriya, thank you so much for joining us. I understand that we're no longer broadcasting on Josh FM 99. Don't know why. Tried to reach out to the people, but they haven't responded. So I have no idea what's going on, but I do appreciate all of our Pakistani listeners who are still finding us on the internet or however you're finding us. And maybe we'll find another home in Pakistan soon. But Ami Han wants me to play this one from Nat King Cole. And this is called I Love You for Sentimental Reasons.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely. Whenever you are in sight, I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart. Thank you. love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my
Crossings, and it is Smiley Miley, Miley Cyrus on Border Crossings. I adore you, dedicated from a listener whose name is Kyo Muhendo Jamil to all of his Facebook friends, especially Dana, Smiler, and all of their friends as well. Miley Cyrus on the Bangers tour. She will be joined by Lily Allen on her tour for a few dates this coming up summer. She's been touring with Icona Pop and having a great time on the Bangers tour. And it was on television. They broadcast the tour from Barcelona and Lisbon over the weekend on NBC television. I taped it. I watched it last night. And, you know, it's hard for me to get excited when I took Amanda, my daughter, to see Miley when she was Hannah Montana. And I saw her with all the big songs and big hits she had as Hannah Montana. And then I saw last night what she was, you know, doing in her tour. I didn't recognize 99% of the songs, probably because I don't have the Bangers album. And I would guess every song she sang is on that album. But she did sing Party in the USA, which is the only older hit she sang the whole night. And she sang Wrecking Ball and Can't Tame You and things like that. But I didn't enjoy it. And apparently I wasn't the only one, because I just read this story that's on Yahoo Online that says the concert bombed. That was their word. Bombed in the ratings. It only attracted 2 million viewers, which is a lot lower than the regular show that's on at that time. Which averages 3.4 million for the last Comic Standing. So a lot of people, apparently like myself, weren't impressed. You know, she did a lot of stuff that she didn't need to do, touching her body in certain ways and her gyrating and all that. It's just, you know, I mean, she is who she is and she's going to do what she wants to do. But, you know, it's disappointing, in my opinion. It's disappointing from the Miley Cyrus that I knew years ago. I don't know what she's trying to prove or do, but, you know, she's doing her own thing. Okay, coming up next, we have a request from Vietnam. Hello, Vietnam, and thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Duc Nguyen is in the house and joined us from Hanoi on Facebook and says, I'd like to hear a song. I hope you're feeling well, Larry. The song I'd like to hear is from Guys Next Door, and it's called Waiting for You on Border Crossings. And we're waiting for your call right now at 202-619-2077. The phones are open, so give us a call and tell us what we can play for you on Border Crossings.
Girl, I've been searching so long in this world, trying to find someone who could be what my picture of love was to me. Then you came along. When I saw you, I knew you were the one, the love that I've been dreaming of. 'Cause I've been waiting for you all my life, for somebody who makes me
Border Crossing's guys next door. And that is waiting for you here on Border Crossings. I'd like to say hello to Amara Henry, who is listening on shortwave to Border Crossings. Admira Cicello Kumalo tunes into our show and requested a Goo Goo Dolls song. Apparently enjoyed the Goo Goo Dolls interview that we had on the air recently. Musa Usman Fulo Balarafa is listening and enjoyed Miranda Lambert. Saidu Muhammad Ali tunes in. Jerry Babu sent me a message. Ramatulai Ba. Ben Kanu, Bello Aliyu, they're all tuned in, and Sadiq Gaya, as well as Ghana Adamu, and Alex Shiwan, and Desiree Escatone. Thank you very much, everybody, for checking in on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Up next, a request from Dagna Chuwald, who sent me a Facebook request for a Tupac song. I find this very interesting. There is a Broadway musical that is inspired by the lyrics of Tupac Shakur. And it is called Holler If Ya Hear Me. And it's very interesting. It's going on right now in Manhattan, on Broadway, on stage, for all of Tupac's friends. Of course, he left us back in 1996 when he was tragically taken from us. But here is a song request for Tupac fans and Dagna Chuwald called Dear Mama on Border Crossings.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
You know we love you.
Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
baby, place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me.
and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I could pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above you, sweet
lady. Don't you know we
love you, sweet lady.
And dear mama, dear mama,
hey, this is Ryan from One Republic, and right now you are listening to the one and only Larry London.
Border Crossings, and from Denver, Colorado, the band One Republic featuring Ryan Tedder and his guys, and that is their brand new single. It's called Love Runs Out, and you'll find it on the new album Native, a request from Monica in Kuwait. She's listening all the time. Thank you, Monica. Ryan Tedder and the guys are performing on July 19th in Edinburgh, Scotland, at Edinburgh Castle. for a concert there. And then a couple days later, they're in New York performing at Rockefeller Plaza. And then it's off to Mexico City, Mexico for a show at the Palacio de los Deportes. And they continue on their native tour. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings, and I thank you for tuning into our show. Remember, the phones are always open while we're here for the hour, 202-619-2077. And you can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA, or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and send us a message that way. We've also got a new VOA Music Mix page on Facebook as well. So please let your friends know we're here and what we're doing. Word of mouth is the best way to get the word out. So please pass that along. Marianne Alvarez checked in on Facebook, and she said, a good day to you, Larry. I'm an avid listener of your show. I'm Filipina, living in Kuwait, working as a housemaid. And your program is one of my favorites, and I would love to request a song if you could play it for me. It's from the Dire Straits and Walk of Life. Thank you. Border Crossings, and it's the Walk of Life and the guitar of Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits here on Border Crossings by request for our friends in Kuwait who tune into our show. My name is Larry London, and coming up next, a request from Yao Bright Bebley in Accra, Ghana, for a legendary rock band that are celebrating their 41st anniversary in music. They've been doing this for a long, long time. In fact, one of the founding members of the band, Gene Simmons, is 64, and they are still rocking and rolling and partying all night on tour, and the current tour includes Def Leppard. So what a great double bill show that is. And they perform Sunday night in San Diego, and they thrill the crowd, still, you know, spitting fire and doing all the things that Kiss have been known for doing over the years. Here's a bit of interesting news that I came across on the internet. It says that the manager of the band is currently in discussion with a TV network about another music reality show. And the reality show idea would be to find a replacement for Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons when they decide to retire in the band Kiss. So that would be the premise of the whole thing. Ace Frehley and Peter Criss left the group. They were original founding members, and Eric Carr passed away in 1991. So the only original guys left are Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. So if they go, then it's a whole different kind of band altogether. But they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They all original members got together recently for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, even though, you know, they have their differences and haven't been able to work together for a number of years. So we're going to play a song from Kiss's collection for Yao Bebley. And this one is called Calling Dr. Love on Border Crossings. Kiss on Border Crossings. On tour with Def Leppard. What a great show. Hey, thanks for listening to our show, Border Crossings. And I'd like to say hello to everybody at Necco Supervision, which apparently finished today, according to Elfalala Falalu Babada, who writes in to say, special thanks to Mr. Gabriel in Delta State, Nigeria. I wish him a safe trip. So thank you for your Facebook messages. I appreciate hearing from everybody on Facebook. Thank you very much for your request. Jahangir Alamanto just checked in as well. So hello to you, sir. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on Border Crossings. Thank you, Joseph, our engineer today, who's been running the console for us. Thanks to Mary, who's handling phones and producing the show. And to Vince, who's in the music library, finding all of these songs that you've requested. We'll be back again tomorrow at 1500 Universal with another Border Crossings episode with more requests to play. I'm Larry London. I'll see you tomorrow right here on Border Crossings on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.